Misaki was in Rue. Before that, we did have Aristan Givian with Last Heartbreak. Coming up just in a bit is your news bulletin right here on the Power Breakfast Show with the Queens on Breakfast.
Powering up for Osaka City, 91.3 FM.
What's good? This is Kunki Ani the Jedi. You're listening to Power FM LSK 91.3. What's good?
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Otakwe, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
UPND announced its intra-party election.
Zeda assures taxpayers after system outage.
Tunisians protest against U.S.-Israel war against Iran in international news.
In sports news, Power Dynamos aid Zesco United in 5-goal thriller. Naps are held by Buffalo.
And now, the Power FM News.
At front end, reliable news every day. I am Grace Fungi.
And I'm Shekana Sakala.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has assured its members and the public that it will announce intra-party processes, including those related to the upcoming August general elections at the appropriate time. UPND Media Director Maximo Wei has urged members to remain calm and disciplined during this period. He further advised members against issuing unauthorized statements to the media, especially those that could damage the party's reputation or cause unnecessary confusion both within the party and among the general public. Mr. Simoe's clarification follows claims about intra-party elections attributed to a UPND member and published in a local tabloid. He categorically stated that the party has not dismissed or cancelled the intra-party elections as suggested in that publication. He said any such claims are misleading and do not reflect the official position of the UPND.
And within a separate development, the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, will waive penalties and interest that may have arisen directly from the system outage as part of measures to address the impact of the disruption. The agency has therefore assured taxpayers and stakeholders that operations have largely stabilized following a recent technical outage that disrupted key tax and customs systems. The ZRA Commissioner General Dingani Banda said the authority experienced a system failure on Sunday, 1st March 2026, which affected the normal functioning of its core digital platforms. Mr. Banda explained that the outage impacted several systems, including Ayaskuda World Customs Platform, the Tax Online System for Domestic Taxes, the Smart Invoice Platform, and the Integrated Payment System. The disruption made it difficult for taxpayers and the general public to access some ZRA services. He, however, said the authority managed to restore all core services within 72 hours. Mr. Banda has since apologized to taxpayers and stakeholders for the inconvenience caused and has appealed for patience as the authority continues working to fully stabilize all system operations. ZRA has further encouraged taxpayers experiencing challenges with its services to contact the authority through its existing communication channels.
In another special development, celebrated Zambian musician Chester Mopar says he remains part of Kalandania music promotion and was involved in many of the developments that took place at the music label. Speaking during a recent episode of the Kenny T One-on-One podcast, Chester explained that he was among the artists who helped form the label with the aim of supporting musicians to establish themselves in the Zambian music industry and beyond. The singer said during his time at Kalandania music promotions, the label facilitated and managed collaborations with international artists and also helped connect some local musicians to the global music scene. Chester noted that although his own breakthrough took time, the platform provided by the label played a key role in his growth as an artist. He added that he believes in patience, saying that everything happens at the right time because, in his words, God's timing is always the best.
And within international news, around 100 people took to the streets of downtown Tunis, or the Tunisian capital, to denounce U.S. and Israeli action in Iran and to show their support for the Iranian people. The demonstrators waved Iranian and Palestinian flags and held up the portraits of the late Iranian supreme leader, Ayatollah Al-Khamenei. Protests said the American and Israeli war against Iran have also taken place in other parts of the world, including the front of the White House in Washington, in San Francisco, and in Mexico City. We take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Lusaka is your number one hit station. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on your 260-961-690-486. Elevate your business. Power and what is the end of Lusaka? Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Akabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Our Dynamos produced a strong performance to beat Cisco United 3-2 in an exciting MTN Super League Week 23 encounter played on Sunday. Moses Chuma was the hero of Abayelo as he netted a hat-trick with goals in the 18th, 65th and 80th minutes. Cisco United responded to a brace of Amine Hiva, who found the back of the net in the 33rd minute and 39th minute, but it was not enough to deny Power Dynamos all 3 points. The victory sees Abayelo open up a 5-point lead at the top of the table as they move to the 48 points of the game in hand. Chuma has also moved to the summit of the top goal scorers chart with 12 goals. Cisco United, on the other hand, remain 12th in the log with 25 points. Meanwhile, Napsa Stars and Green Buffalo settled for a 1-1 draw. Matthews Toropa put Napsa Stars ahead in the 54th minute before Steven Ikpeme equalized for Green Buffaloes in the 75th minute. We've come to the end of the Moody News. For more upfront and reliable news, follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, here are the headlines once more. UPND to announce its intra-party elections.
ZRA assures taxpayers of the system outage.
Tunisian protests against US-Israel war against Iran in international news.
And in sports news, Power Dynamos at Cisco United in a 5-goal thriller, Napsa held by Buffalo.
The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated.